And now, a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
I'm not a moron.
Boy!
Don't believe the hype!
I'm not a moron.
Don't believe the hype!
I'm not
a moron.
I'm not a moron. I'm not a moron. I'm not a moron.
I'm not a moron.
Don't believe the hype.
I'm not a moron. I'm not a moron.
Don't believe the hype.
Not a moron.
Don't believe the hype.
Not a moron.
Good morning. This week I have been in Rome to attend the funeral mass of Pope John Paul II. With them, we honor this son of the Bishop of Rome and a hero for the ages. Laura and I were honored to pay tribute to this manhood. This Pope brought the gospel's message of hope and Pope and Pope hope that transcended differences of nationality, language, the Gestapo, and religion. The call to freedom that defined his papacy was forged.
A moron.
He came in the Nazi occupation of his beloved Poland. Later, when he was named Poland's youngest son of the bishop, he came face to face with the other 20th century, the great totalitarianism. And soon he taught the communist rulers in Warsaw and Moscow that moral truth had legions of its own and a force greater than their armies and secret police. That moral conviction gave the man from Krakow a confidence that inspired millions. The man from Krakow.
The name's Paul. John Paul.
The man from Krakow. He taught the communist rulers in Warsaw and Moscow that moral truth had legions of secret police.
The name's Paul. John Paul.
The man from Krakow. He might be dead, but he's still pissed off.
So Guido. Who is this Oscar Romero? He sounds like a communist. He's a liberation theology.
The name's Paul. John Paul.
John Paul with a license.
Those behind the Iron Curtain knew better, and ultimately, even the Berlin Wall could not withstand the gale force of this Polish Pope.
The Pope, his gale forcedness, where do we go from here?
I guess this Oscar guy was okay. Let's make him a saint now. Let's make him a saint, you know. I mean, now that he's been blown away,
And this has been Dead Pope.
Dogan gives a show.
Speaking of the Pope, here's Wanda Sykes from 2003 with a commentary on the Pope's opposition to the war on Iraq. So, check this out.
You know, I was disappointed. I thought the Pope was going to come out and just put his foot down, you know, just lay the law down, just get in their ass, you know. I thought the Pope would just step out there and be like, look, you motherfuckers gotta cut this shit out, all right? Y'all some dirty bastards. I'm sick of you motherfuckers. If y'all do keep this shit up, you gonna bust hell wide open. I'm sick of you motherfuckers. That's it right now, you bitch. And he should use those exact words. Because when you do something that wrong, the Pope should be allowed to cuss you the f*** out. But instead, the Pope, you know, Pope ain't really say too much. You know, he kind of touched on it. But then again, you know, Pope getting kind of old. All right, who we fooling? The Pope is old, y'all. The Pope is old. It's time to start thinking about putting the Pope in an old Pope's home. I'm sorry. And then the man, he can't even stand up straight. The Pope all doubled over. And then they put that big old heavy hat on his head and all those heavy robes and stuff. Lighten the man's load up. Give him a little Burger King cap or something. Help him out. Pajamas. Let him wear a little tank top and some shorts or something. You know, give him some house shoes or something. Help the man out. And there the Pope got a hunchback. When the Pope get a hunchback? Now he got a hunchback. You see the big hunch on his back now. That's probably where he stores all the confessions that he hears from the priest. You did what? Oh, please shut up. Y'all are killing me. Oh, I can't hear no more. My hunch. Oh, the bells.
Bishop of Rome and a hero for the ages. This Pope brought the gospel's message of hope and Pope that transcended differences of nationality, language,